taken in the
me, Mickey. You're listening to This Loving You, Mickey. Starting it off with a banger. Yeah. Mars Volta. I'm just like worn out after that. Yeah, I feel like I need a cigarette and a nap. You know what I'm saying? Hi. How are you doing? Well, I'm doing great. I am fan-fucking-tastic as always. Yeah, living that charm life, dude. I mean, you know, you can get a piece of that by listening to the show. Yeah, I'm not making any promises, but this is probably, you know, like maybe close. I don't know. Again, I'm Mickey. Hi, Sleeping You, Mickey, coming to you on Indie100.com. Recording in the Palatial Studios in the French Quarter in New Orleans, and yeah, fucking rock. It is also fucking hot as balls out, just saying. So, I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. I got my hair cut, so I used to wear my hair really short, because, you know, I'm cool like that. And then I decided, I'll just let it grow out. I feel like years it took me. And, yeah, it had finally gotten, you know, it was all in length. It was, like, nice, you know, almost to my shoulders kind of thing. But then I moved from L.A. where it's, like, always 70 to here where it's, like, always 90 and hot as balls. And I noticed that, like, it's just, it was so hot, right? So I go to this a salon. Yes, it was a salon. Not the supercuts I usually go to. Like, I ponied up. Like, I'm going to a salon. And this adorable super gay guy is like, oh, my God, I'll do your hair. And so I show him a picture, and it was basically the same cut I had, just, like, a little short in the back, and it's, like, shaped up, you know. He's like, oh, that'll look great. So I sit back, and I'm kind of relaxing, you know, and then I look, and I notice that he had done all this, like, elaborate parting and pulling hair up and doing all these things. And so I'm relaxed, and I look up, and I see that he's got like a handful of hair, and he's cutting it kind of short, like an inch long. And I was like, okay. I said, hey, is that like going to be the underlayer, you know, so that it'll give me some body or whatever? He's like, no, it's all going to be like this. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you have the face for short hair. Like, you can pull it off. So I'm just doing the thing. I'm like, okay, well, by that point, it was too late. Like, I would have been like someone, you know, some Karen with, like, shaved on one side and long on the other. And I was like, I'm not going to be that bitch. So just do with me what you will. And I'm going to be honest, I'm fucking adorable. So, yes. Anyway, that's my story. That's my life. Yeah, my life. How about some more music? I don't know what you're thinking. Yeah. Okay, you talked me into it. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Listening to Slippin' U.A. Mickey.
Flocking to the sea, crowds of people wait for me. Seagulls scavenge, still ice cream. Worries vanish within my dream. I left my soul.
Ceiling. Well, I don't think I love you anymore. That gold mine changed you. You don't have to hold me anymore. Our cave's collapsing. Well, I don't want to be here anymore. My old man told me you don't open your eyes for a while. You just breathe that moment down. 40 miles out of East Illinois from my old man's heart attack. And I believed you were crazy. You believed that you loved me. Here anymore. The Black Hills and the Collie wasn't really dangerous for us. We just catch you coughing. What the hell are we gonna do? A black mile to the surface. Well, I don't wanna be here anymore. It all tastes like poison. You can't open your eyes for a while. You just breathe that moment. 40 miles out of Homestake, and I'm trying to translate you again. And I believed you were crazy, and you believe that you love me. You. You are crazy. lose your faith in me.
listening to Slim and Mickey. Hi. Hope you are, you know, as amazing as I am. So, what's up? If you want to, like, be like, oh my God, Mickey, you're so fine. Yeah, you can do that. You can email me at slipandyoumickey@gmail.com, or you can just hit that comment button and make sure you include your email address if you want me to reply, because I will. Like, I love talking to you guys. You guys are so fun. You're so sweet, and you always have the nicest things to say, and it makes me feel good about myself. Yeah, I'm needy. So needy. I know what you need, though. You need some more music, right? Okay. Well, a New Orleans Tasty for you. This is a good one. Yeah. Right here on Slipping You, Mickey. I'm Mickey. And it's Indie100.com.
May I come inside for a coffee cup ride? You're brown as sugar, your thoughts deep and wide. September never felt so good. September never felt so kind. Let's rewind the time and pause our feelings. We'll sit down and talk and discuss.
Sugar on a Sunday afternoon. Daytime palomas, mimosas, savor the moment with you. You're the only one I see. You're the only one for me. This love, I swear, must be divine. Let's take the time to talk. Take a simple walk. Have a heart to heart. Before it's dark.
Café du Monde. crazy, just a little confused. I got the madman blues. Confused. I got the madman blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cher Manhattan, the Indie Queen. I have, I'm at a loss for words. I love her. And I have great memories of seeing her live with a person that I have very bad memories of. Does that make sense? If you get it, you know, hit me up. Let me know. I mean, you know, we all have those romantic skeletons in our closet. There's this guy on TikTok, and he's like, here's your stay toxic, bitch. And like, he has all these tips. And then, you know, of course, the disclaimer at the bottom is like, don't do these things. But, one of them is like, take that spray foam stuff that you see on the commercials that you seal cracks in boats with and shit, and like spray that in their tailpipe, and then they'll go to start the car and it won't start, and they'll like spend all this money trying to figure out what it is, and that's what it is. Funny stuff like that. Yeah. I would never do those things, but it is kind of funny thinking about doing those things to, you know, somebody that wronged the fuck out of me. So if you have somebody that wronged the fuck out of you, let me know. We'll commiserate. You can hit me up at slimandyoumickey@gmail.com, or you can hit that comment button and let me know. You know, get it all out. Like, don't be shy. Let me know. Let me know how this person wronged the fuck out of you. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll be extra toxic and read that email on the air. So you never know when that's going to happen. So do not include names. I mean, you can include your name, but don't include the name of the person that we're ratting out. You know what I'm saying. You know that I have trouble speaking sometimes. This would be one of those times. Anyway, thank you for joining me for this episode of Slippin' You Mickey right here on Indie100.com, the very best radio station in all the land. I hope you guys have a great week. I know that I will. And, oh, yeah, drinking the Taka vodka. You're on the Taka train. Yeah, Taka train. Hit me up. Let me know. We'll do shots together on the air. Yeah, I'm not shy. You smoke the Marlboro Red 100s, let me know that too. We'll have a smag together, or a Joe, as my guest last week. Let me know, because he's so much fucking cooler than I am. Like, I am so not cool. I know you guys are thinking, oh my God, Mickey, you are fucking the coolest bitch ever. You would think that, right? But, yeah, honestly, I guess I am. But anyway, I didn't know that Smags are called Joes. I just call them Smags. So there you go. That's my letting you know something new. Like, I'm passing on that knowledge. Smags are called Joes if you want to be, like, you know, get that street cred. Anyway, I'll shut the fuck up. Again, have a great week. Meet me same time here next week, or whenever you listen to the new show. And yeah, have a great week, and peace out. Thank you.
Thank you.